This is the recording of a conversation between two women, Jackie and Sue. In it, you're going to hear some words that you may not know. Read and listen to them. Make sure you know what they mean. Achieve targets. Fostering. Here's the beginning of the conversation.
For this week's podcast on English.com, I'm catching up with my sister-in-law, Sue. Hi, Sue.
Hi, Jackie.
Haven't seen you now for, is it 2 years?
Yep, it will be 2 years, yes.
Gosh, time flies. So, you've got two children.
Here's an example of a question. When did Jackie and Sue last meet? 3 years ago? 2 years ago? 2 months ago? The correct answer is 2 years ago. Ready? Now read the rest of the questions and alternative answers before listening to the conversation. Now listen to the rest of the recording. You'll hear it 3 times. Write the correct answers in your exam notebook. Write the complete answer, not just a letter. You must not write more than one answer for each question.
For this week's podcast on English.com, I'm catching up with my sister-in-law, Sue. Hi, Sue.
Hi, Jackie.
Haven't seen you now for, is it 2 years?
Yep, it will be 2 years, yes.
Gosh, time flies. So, you've got two children.
Yep.
Joe and Jack.
Yes.
How old is Jack now?
25.
Wow.
Yeah, and he works for IPC Media in London.
Oh, really? He works in London now,
yeah,
does he?
Yeah, he's working in London, yeah, which is right by Tower Bridge.
Right.
He works as a journalist. And that involves lots of different magazines, all sporting. So he works for Rugby World and Golf Monthly. He gets to go to lots of different events.
Wow.
He really likes that. So he plays lots of golf, watches rugby.
All for his job?
All for his job.
Well, lucky Jack.
Yeah, so that's quite good.
So Jo's a little bit Joanna. She's a little bit younger, isn't she?
23.
Right, okay.
And she's now working for Hertfordshire County Council at the Education Department.
All right, what's she doing there?
She goes into schools and helps children between 11 and 16 who to achieve targets. So if they're not performing very well...
At school?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
And that's all to do with looked after children. Which means they're children that are either in children's homes or they're in the fostering system. They're not children that live at home with their parents.
Right. Oh, they're not with their parents. No. Okay, so they need a little bit of special attention.
Yes, because we know they don't achieve as well as normal families.
People. Children in a normal family environment.
Yes.
And she enjoys that.
She enjoys that, yeah. She goes in, yeah. Yeah, so she's doing really well doing that. She likes it. She's been doing it a year now.
Fantastic. What about Kevin?
He's fine. He's still working very hard. He did the Olympics. He's working. Well,
he didn't do the Olympics.
No, he didn't. He did do the Olympics all on his own. He helped.
He helped build some of the structures.
Yeah,
didn't
the structures.
He?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
But that's all been taken down now. He's working on the Olympic legacy now, which means it's what's left of the Olympics because they've finished. He's trying to make that work.
All right.
And he's also putting up some new houses in Greenwich in London.
Right, so he's a busy man.
He's very busy too, yeah.
Good. And what about yourself, Sue?
Well, I work for the adoption team in Hertfordshire County Council and I'm very busy too because there's a lot of children out there that need adopting and there's a lot of people who are trying to adopt.
Well, that's good, and you help to put the two groups together.
Yeah, I try to help. I run the groups, so that's quite good too.
Good. Well, looking forward to seeing more of you and Kevin, because
yes.
You're here over here without your children,
yeah.
And more catching up.
Yes. Okay. Thank you, Jackie.
Thank you, Sue.
Now you'll hear the text again.
For this week's podcast on English.com, I'm catching up. With my sister-in-law, Sue. Hi, Sue.
Hi, Jackie.
Haven't seen you now for, is it 2 years?
Yep, it will be 2 years, yes.
Gosh, time flies. So, you've got two children.
Yep.
Joe and Jack.
Yes.
How old is Jack now?
25.
Wow.
Yeah, and he works for IPC Media in London.
Oh, really? He works in London now,
yeah.
Does he?
He's working in London, yeah, which is right by Tower Bridge.
Right.
He works as a journalist, and that involves lots of different magazines, all sporting. So he works for Rugby World and Golf Monthly. He gets to go to lots of different events.
Wow.
He really likes that. So he plays lots of golf, watches rugby.
All for his job?
All for his job.
Wow, lucky Jack.
Yeah, so that's quite good.
So Jo's a little bit Joanna. She's a little bit younger, isn't she?
23.
Right, okay.
And she's now working for Hertfordshire County Council at the Education Department.
All right, what's she doing there?
She goes into schools and helps children between 11 and 16 who to achieve targets. So if they're not performing very well...
At school?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
And that's all to do with looked after children. Which means they're children that are either in children's homes or they're in the fostering system. They're not children that live at home with their parents.
Right. Oh, they're not with their parents.
No.
Okay, so they need a little bit of special attention.
Yes, because we know they don't achieve as well as normal families.
People. Children in a normal family environment.
Yes.
And she enjoys that.
She enjoys that, yeah. She goes in, yeah. Yeah, so she's doing really well doing that. She likes it. She's been doing it a year now.
Fantastic. What about Kevin?
He's fine. He's still working very hard. He did the Olympics. He's working.
Well, he didn't do the Olympics.
No, he didn't. He did do the Olympics all on his own. He helped...
He helped build some of the structures,
yeah,
didn't
the
he?
Structures, yeah.
Fantastic.
But that's all been taken down now. He's working on the Olympic legacy now, which means it's what's left of the Olympics because they've finished. He's trying to make that work.
All right.
And he's also putting up some new houses in Greenwich in London.
Right, so he's a busy man.
He's very busy too, yeah.
Good. And what about yourself, Sue?
Well, I work for the adoption team in Hertfordshire County Council and I'm very busy too. Because there's a lot of children out there that need adopting and there's a lot of people who are trying to adopt.
Well, that's good. And you help to put the two groups together.
Yeah, I try to help. I run the groups. So that's quite good too.
Good. Well, looking forward to seeing more of you and Kevin, because you're here over here without your children.
Yeah.
And more catching up.
Yes. Okay. Thank you, Jackie.
Thank you, Sue.
Now you'll hear the text for the last time.
For this week's podcast on English.com, I'm catching up with my sister-in-law, Sue. Hi, Sue.
Hi, Jackie.
Haven't seen you now for, is it 2 years?
Yep, it will be 2 years, yes.
Gosh, time flies. So, you've got two children.
Yep.
Joe and Jack.
Yes.
How old is Jack now?
25.
Wow.
Yeah, and he works for IPC Media in London.
Oh, really? He works in London now, yeah, does he?
Yeah, he's working in London, yeah, which is right by Tower Bridge.
Right.
He works as a journalist, and that involves lots of different magazines, all sporting. So he works for Rugby World and Golf Monthly. He gets to go to lots of different events.
Wow.
He really likes that. So he plays lots of golf, watches rugby.
All for his job?
All for his job.
Well, lucky Jack.
Yeah, so that's quite good.
So Jo's a little bit Joanna. She's a little bit younger, isn't she?
23.
Right, okay.
And she's now working for Hertfordshire County Council at the Education Department.
All right, what's she doing there?
She goes into schools and helps children between 11 and 16 who to achieve targets. So if they're not performing very well...
At school?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
And that's all to do with looked after children, which means they're children that are either in children's homes or they're in the fostering system. They're not children that live at home with their parents.
Right. Oh, they're not with their parents.
No.
Okay, so they need a little bit of special attention.
Yes, because we know they don't achieve as well as normal families.
Children in a normal family environment,
yes.
And she enjoys that.
She enjoys that, yeah. She goes in, yeah. Yeah, so she's doing really well doing that. She likes it. She's been doing it a year now.
Fantastic. What about Kevin?
He's fine. He's still working very hard. He did the Olympics. He's working.
Well, he didn't do the Olympics.
No, he didn't. He did do the Olympics all on his own. He helped...
He helped build some of the structures,
yeah,
didn't
the structures,
he?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
But that's all been taken down now. He's working on the Olympic legacy now, which means it's what's left of the Olympics because they've finished. He's trying to make that work.
All right.
And he's also putting up some new houses in Greenwich in London.
Right, so he's a busy man.
He's very busy too, yeah.
Good. And what about yourself, Sue?
Well, I work for the adoption team in Hertfordshire County Council and I'm very busy too. Because there's a lot of children out there that need adopting and there's a lot of people who are trying to adopt.
Well, that's good. And you help to put the two groups together.
Yeah, I try to help. I run the groups. So that's quite good too.
Good. Well, looking forward to seeing more of you and Kevin. Because
yes.
You're here over here without your children.
Yeah.
And more catching up.
Yes. Okay. Thank you, Jackie.
Thank you, Sue.
That is the end of the listening test. Write your answers in your examination notebook if you've not already done so. Then you can go on with the rest of the examination.